religion. So what happens sometimes is that you break and you fall. There's good in your heart, but the pressure around you is too much. So you end up descending deep in this dungeon of darkness, this endless pit. And it's taking you away and away from the religion until you reach to a level where you think that you are too dirty to become a Muslim. Where you're too low. Where you're too degraded to become a servant of Allah. So you kind of give up. You try to get away from the sin, but it's always pulling you towards it. But I think that this story tells you that you should never lose hope. You never ever lose hope. Keep on trying. If you lose this battle with shaitan, keep on going. You might end up losing the second battle. But the most important thing is that you don't lose the war. Keep on fighting. One day is for you, the other day is against you. But Allah will reward you for that effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. The ones who strive in our cause, Allah will guide them. Keep on trying. Pull yourself out of that pit hole until you can stand up strong on your feet. And follow the advice of the scholar. Leave the environment of sin. Leave it behind you. Stick around with the brothers who can help you. The sisters also should support each other. Brothers, you support each other. Because you're living in a different, difficult environment. So sisters, you assist each other. The brothers assist each other and get over try to avoid the bickering and the jealousy and all of this animosity that shaitan tries to bring among you, because shaitan knows the value of unity. And he will keep on trying to break it. So keep in mind that you are in a battle with shaitan. Never lay down your arms. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, when he was passing away, he fell unconscious. And then he said, "Not yet, not yet, not yet." His son, Abdullah, was amazed. Because, you know, you might think that maybe his father was saying that, "I don't want to die yet." Which is not good. So when his father woke up, he said, "Oh my father, why were you saying not yet?" Imam Ahmad said, "Iblis came to me. Shaitan came to me and said, 'Oh Ahmed, you've slipped out of my hands.'" Ahmed ibn Hanbal was telling him, "Not yet. Not until I die. The battle between me and you is not over yet. I'm not going to lay down my arms until my soul leaves my body." So let's all make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and let's all ask Allah for forgiveness. Don't delay it. Do it now. Ask Allah to forgive you. And say, "Astaghfirullah al-azeem wa atubu ilayh." Number 8, love among themselves. Love among the believers.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا.
On those who believe and work deeds of righteousness, will Allah most gracious bestow love. Allah will make the believers love each other. But it's a struggle to get there. Because Shaitan doesn't care about the enemies of Allah. He doesn't care if they're united. In fact, he loves it when they're united.